The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in that region living in the fields, keeping night watch over their flocks. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were struck with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, the one who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Given that so many of you are standing, I will try to be brief in my homily. Now, people caution me, you should never begin by saying you'll try to be brief, because then you are never brief. But let me see if I can collect a meaningful thought for you, a Christmas thought, drawing from this gospel according to Luke. And the first teaching we have for Christmas is a welcoming, a hospitality, and therefore, in the spirit of our best traditions at Holy Family, we bless and welcome each and every one of you. Whatever your belief, whatever your religious practice, whatever your lifestyle, whatever you choose in life, this is your spiritual home, and you are welcome, and your presence is a blessing for us. So thank you for coming. Whatever your belief, your practice, your lifestyle, you belong. Our family is more complete tonight because we have shared this moment. Looking at this gospel, it comes from the book of Luke. And Luke is the only one who tells us about the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. It's a long journey. It's about 65 miles. From Nazareth in the north to Bethlehem, 3 or 4 miles from Jerusalem. Luke also locates this in a special moment. He says Quirinius was governor of Syria. He wants to give some historical context to the mystery of the moment. Luke is the only one that tells us about journeying in and not finding room in the inn. Now, let me explain this a little bit to you, because not finding room in the inn is a very bad translation of the original text. Let me explain it this way. If you go to Bethlehem, you will see this, and I know a number of you have been to Bethlehem on our pilgrim journeys. The hills are in Bethlehem are limestone, which is, they're soft enough, and they cut into the hillside to make a home. So it's a cave-like home in that manner. In the inner part of the home, that's where they kept the animals. They would bring in at night the small animals. Somebody might steal their chickens or whatever, and they put them in there. Nobody seemed to be worried much about hygiene, you know. So they put the animals on the inside. And in the winter, they would bring in large animals like a cow or a donkey to bring them in, put them inside. The outer part was a large room called, this is where the people lived. Katalema is the Greek word used. Nothing to do with an inn. It's not Holiday Inn, or it's not, you know. This is a home, and this whole area here, the katalema, used in the Greek of the Gospel, this is where they lived. And this is where they slept, by the way, inside the door. They slept along in a line. They'd put on a mat, and all the family would sleep, their feet facing the door. Well, when the Holy Family arrives, there was no room in the katalema, where the people lived, where they ate. This is their place of residence. There was no room here, so they put them inside where the animals were. That's why we have the manger, and that's why we have the remembrance of the animals. It was in somebody's home that Jesus was born. It's not a kind of a strange place, a manger or something away. He was born inside somebody's home. And therefore, reasonably speaking, the mother of the homestead would have assisted Mary in the birth of her child. Now that's the context in which we read Luke's Gospel about the birth moment of Jesus Christ. So what does this mean to us? I'd like to invoke this remembrance, which I think I have used in a homily before. Way back in the time of Francis of Assisi, 13th century, back there, we had this extraordinary fellow, Francis of Assisi, a mendicant, a person who gave up his rich life and became a poor monk begging for his livelihood. Brother, sun, sister, moon, a great, great attachment to nature. Remember that. Love the animals. This was Francis of Assisi, a man of devout prayer, a contemplative. In the annals of his life, this story is told, that on one occasion, he was in the forest for a long time, in ecstasy, in prayer. And after he finished his long prayer in the forest, he was weak for the want of food. His body was weak. He was hungry. So he wandered through the forest, praying that God would find some food for him. And he got to the edge of the forest, as it is written in his biography. And there was a little house with a big sign, fresh bread, baked daily. Well, that's the way God answers the prayers of saints. So he went up to the door and he knocked and he asked the lady, I would like some of the fresh bread that baked daily. Oh, she said, Father, we don't bake bread, we just make signs. Well, let me tell you, my friends, some people are just signs. Other people are bread. Bethlehem, the word Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. So when we come to celebrate the birth of Christ in our homes, at our tables, some people will give you the bread of kindness, the bread of charity, the bread of understanding. Some people will give you the bread of life. lift your spirit, make you feel important. Some people will give you the bread of listening. Other people will send you somewhere else. They won't feed your spirit. They won't nurture your soul. And Bethlehem, the house of bread, must belong to your homes so that your homes for Christmas are places of bread where we feed the spirit, not just the food for the body. Somebody will show up at your table at Christmas who is different, doesn't quite fit in, maybe needs more attention, more understanding, maybe needs more listening. Let the bread of God's presence, the bread of welcoming, of understanding, the bread of the compliment, the bread of gratitude to say thank you, let this place at Holy Family Church be a house of bread, welcoming, blessing, gratitude to everybody who comes. And let your homes on this holy day, let your homes be the house of bread to feed the soul and feed the spirit. Now, you have to do this in a very intentional way. It's not just you're going to do it. You have to make a decision that our home and our table will be a place that feeds the soul, feeds the spirit. That's very important. That is the only way in which the birth of Jesus Christ in a home in Bethlehem will make some sense to us as disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now around here, that's a short homily. Please stand and we'll sing Silent Night. This has been a long tradition here. Everybody now.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon curtain, mother and child.
Savior is born. Good choir.